This person asks me, it is so much easier to meet disruptions that arise here on retreat and in the holding space of mana without being so blown about. How can we anchor ourselves to meet disruptions away from here in our everyday lives? All right, I'm going to give a very, very short answer. By regarding all of your experiences as opportunities for spiritual practice. Not just by regarding them as opportunities, but by accepting them as opportunities, by reflecting upon them, by asking yourself, what's needed here? What is this asking of me? How can I steady myself? How can I create enough spaciousness for myself to see what's needed here? And in doing so, steady myself. Do you see that? How do I steady myself to see what's needed and therefore steady myself rather than going into panic? And sometimes you will panic. Sometimes you will fall apart. In Forgiveness and Other Acts of Love, I tell a small story. I mean, it's a huge story, really, but it doesn't take many lines. And those of you who've heard it before, you're hearing it again. Because it's needed today. It's about the young woman who went to India to see a very famous guru who had accepted the mantle of guruhood. And this young woman told the guru all the dreadful things that had happened to her. And they were terrible things. They were terrible things. And we can only imagine what she wanted. That she wanted absolution, maybe that she wanted compassion, certainly that she wanted understanding, as we all do, don't we, when we share our deepest thoughts with one another, and especially when we share our hurts. But this woman, Guru, had a different sensibility. And she started to love. And the younger woman was very surprised and probably quite offended. And the guru looked at her, and we can have to hope that she looked at her with compassion at this point. I don't know. I wasn't there. We can only hope. And said, ah, as your heart cracks open, so the sun of the self can shine through, meaning the divine self. Because it's a bit like Judith's beautiful story of the cracked pot. Until our illusions are held up to the light and some of our delusions about ourselves and others are challenged, we often are resistant towards moving to a greater truth, which is this. I think that in this human existence we are complex beings and we are in the process of learning. We are not yet finished. And it's hard to accept that and to re-own our projections. Om Shanti.